tune at Good Charlotte, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous on the Chris Moyles Show on Radio X. The feature, Letters, features Mr. Dominic Byrne. Are you ready to do it?
I'm ready to roll, yes.
Letters, we get letters. We get sacks and sacks of letters. Ah, oh, letters, sing all the words. We get letters, and the letters,
Hey, never telling you, right.
We've been sent a lot of stuff in one handy package. Hey, Chris, and all the Radio X team. With Glastonbury just around the corner, we wanted to help you get into the festival spirit early and stock up to get the good vibes going.
Ooh.
It's looking like Copperberg weather this week, so you might want to open a few cans. Oh, cheers.
I love a Copperberg.
Yeah. The Copperberg team. Have a look how
was
much...
Was it Copperberg that once sent somebody down from York or something with a delivery? He had to come all the way down to York, delivered it, went all the way back again. A young guy.
It was Copperberg.
I think so, yeah.
Have a look. I'm going to send you a picture, show you a picture of all how much stuff we've been sent.
So we couldn't bring it up to the studio because it's
Holy, I almost said holy Jesus.
Yeah.
Mackerel.
It's like we run our own cash and carry or something. Amazing.
It's true! Did you hear that?
Just heard.
I just sneezed.
Do you want a tissue?
Okay, so... Oh my God. So they've got the variety packs in there.
Yes.
Of all the different all the flavors.
Fruits. Yes.
And they've got the Copperberg Vintage.
Mm-hmm.
That's 7%, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we've got pear and apple, I believe.
Yeah.
Looking at the tins. Not that I drink too much of it.
It looks lovely. I like cider.
So we've got. Hold on.
It's a lot.
There's loads.
There's 10 cans in each one of those variety packs.
Yeah.
The variety packs are nice. We had one of those last year at Glastonbury.
Yeah. Just for breakfast.
I brought some to Glastonbury. Yeah, I think they did. Didn't they deliver us for Glasto?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I brought mine.
Lovely.
Oh, good.
Box last year. Oh, yeah, these.
Yeah, so there's 10 in each one.
Yeah. What flavours have we got, Pip?
Mixed fruit, 2 mixed fruit, 2 strawberry and lime, 2 mixed fruit tropical,
ooh.
2 strawberry and pineapple,
ooh.
And 2 raspberry.
Oh, strawberry and lime sounds lovely.
Strawberry and pineapple, I'm not a big pineapple fan, but strawberry and pineapple I think would be nice.
Mm. The strawberry might offset the pineapple nicely.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, offset.
And what percentage is that? If the kids are listening.
Yeah, that's
3.4. 2 of them are 4 and the rest are 3.4. So.
Okay, so drink responsibly, yeah. Everyone.
And the Copperberg Vintage? Is that down there or is that upstairs?
No, they've just sent the variety. Well,
7%?
They've sent, yeah, that's quite strong, isn't it?
Mind you, the cans are bigger.
Yeah.
It's Copperberg. So did you say 3.5?
3.4.
Oh, so add those two together, that's pretty much 7, isn't it?
That's
how it works.
Two of those have 7. Thank you, Copperberg. That's incredibly generous. What a lovely thing.
Well, have that. Yeah. And that's all for me, yeah?
Yeah.
It says, and the tea.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough.
Should we pop one open?
Yeah. You want one now? Sure. Let's pop them open. Hi, Dom, and the wonderful team. I hope you're well. This is the first time I've written you a message, but already the autocorrect has changed Dom to Don. I keep having to go back and change it. Maybe people aren't taking the mickey at all, and maybe it's just the autocorrect. No, they're taking the mickey. I'm wondering if I can ask you a question. I have tickets for my amazing friend and I to see Chris at the Sausage and Cider Festival.
Hello.
In Nottingham on the 31st of May.
Is that the one you're coming to or not?
No, Cambridge.
Cambridge,
in
right.
Mid-June. I am looking forward to it, and so is she. We haven't been out together for ages.
I hope you have a brilliant time. There's sausage, there's cider, and there's me, Chris Moyles.
What a combo.
What a combo. I just wondered if you could ask Chris a question.
You're going to have a great time.
We need an estimated time that you're going to be on stage.
Right.
Just an idea would be great. My dad is picking us up afterwards. This has taken a bit of bribery. And is taking us home as well. I just wanted to have an estimated time, roughly. I don't want to miss Chris, and I don't want to keep my dad waiting for ages. What sort of time will you finish so he knows to pick me up?
Right.
I mean, it's not necessary for you to sort that one out. Do you know roughly what time you're on?
Huh?
Do you know roughly what time you're on stage?
Have you got a rough guesstimate? Huh?
Yeah.
Is it like early?
Huh?
Late?
It is, of course.
Yeah. Yes. And
the time.
And thank you for asking.
Have you been told yet? What time you're on, Sausage?
All right, I've just found my email.
Okay. Oh. You still doing it?
Headline 90-minute DJ set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, there's no time.
No time.
Ah, okay.
Hold on. Now.
What right. time's the festival start?
That's right.
Oh. This is all day, isn't it, I think?
Yes, it does. That's right.
It does start.
Yes.
Mm. It starts and it finishes, this one.
Let me... Now. Oh. Hold on. Now, maybe 9 o'clock.
That you'll be on.
I might be on at 9.
Okay.
But this says 9 till 10.
Right.
But it might be 10:30.
So 10 or 10:30.
It could be 10 or it could be 10:30.
But mm-hmm. the festival, it says here...
Yes.
...runs until 11.
Right, that's right. Yes.
So you've got that's one right. short.
So I would... Where did you find that?
Well, I just put it into Google and the AI overview just said the Sausage and Cider Fest typically starts at midday and runs until 11.
Then there you go. I get picked up at 11, easy yeah. beans. And if Eat I finish at 10, then you can just make sure I have some more sausage and have more cider.
Exactly.
Oh, some of them start at 2.
She actually says, sadly, I'm vegetarian and I'm not too bothered about cider, but she is looking forward to coming. That's good. Thank you for being the light of my journey to work every day. What a lovely thing. Thank you very much indeed. Enjoy. Enjoy the festival, which may or may not finish at 10 or 11. We're not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, say 11 to be on the safe side.
Some of them start at 2 p.m. I just want to make sure I said that so people aren't turning up at midday and waiting for 2 hours.
Right.
The lady on the radio.
Yeah, but you've got sausage and cider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there will still be food.
Oh, yeah.
But before the gates open.
Not before. No.
No, I was just saying.
Hang on. Abby's text me.
Here we go.
Okay, there you go.
Good.
9 p.m., 60 minutes.
Brilliant, there we are. So get your dad to pick you up about...
Half 10.
10, yeah, half 10-ish.
20 past. It depends. Do you want a sausage afterwards?
Exactly. Do you want a vegetarian
And
sausage?
I don't offer that to everybody, let me tell you.
Just a quick one, because it's somebody's birthday today, which means I'm actually reading out the right day.
Woohoo!
Hi, everyone. It's my birthday today, 21st of May. I don't trust my family to write in for a birthday request, so do you know what? I'm doing it myself. 48 today. This is from Emily. Happy birthday, Emily. I listen every day. I never miss a minute. I'm currently back at uni and I've got lectures all day today.
Ugh.
So she's 48, so she must be a lecturer as opposed to a less mature student, possibly. Off for dinner tonight. Looking forward to that. You guys are amazing. I've been to Chris's hangover show twice now. I can't wait to go again.
Hey,
happy
thank
birthday,
you.
Emily. Have a lovely, lovely day.
And I say to you, happy birthday, Emily.
And I do too. Yeah.
Song, please.
Happy birthday, Emily. Happy birthday, Emily. Happy birthday, Emily.
You're getting old.
Happy birthday, Emily. Happy birthday, Emily. Happy birthday, Emily.
You're getting old.
There you go, lovely.
Happy birthday, Emily. That concludes letters. Thank you, everyone, including Copperberg. Very, very generous with all the cider. Nom, nom, nom. Email me, dom@radiox.co.uk, or a bit like Copperberg did, not Clopperberg, although that would be cool if Jürgen gets his cider brand out. You can send it to this address.
2, 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. WC2H 7LA.
Woo! We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show.
It's 20 to 8.
ADOX. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
In 1925, a genius thought to layer milk chocolate on a digestive biscuit, and the McVitie's chocolate digestive was born. 100 years later, it remains the nation's greatest invention. Now, it's your turn. Could you come up with the next game-changing idea? McVitie's want to hear your inventions and will put the most creative ones on air. For a chance to win a whole heap of futuristic tech, share your invention with us at radiox.co.uk.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie, Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan, family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Do you belong here? Troubleshooting an engine in a military workshop? What's your gut saying? Want to turn the volume down? Or stay here and get paid to learn a trade? With an army apprenticeship that'll set you right for life. Still listening? You belong here. Army, recruiting now. Search Army Jobs.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
It's the summer of loving, long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever Cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer-loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Feel the thrill. Team Sport Indoor Karting. Save 10% with the code GET10 at team-sport.co.uk.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Prefer to be an Oasis. Prefer to be in the band.
Well, one should never say never.
It is official.
15 years after the band broke up,
Liam and Noel are getting back together for a long-awaited Oasis reunion.
He's my brother, man, and I love him.
The guns have fallen silent.
The stars have aligned.
The great wait is over. Now, with a dedicated station, it's just rock and roll. Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides and rare archive recordings.
Liam's a rock star.
I love being a rock and roll star.
Without a doubt. Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. Of all time.
There will never be another time like it.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
The songs have stood the test of time.
You know what I mean?
Radio X.
Oasis. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Oh yeah, we're back. Man, that's a relief.
Radio X.
Radio X Oasis.
I saw a great tweet. Oh, by the way, I am barely on Twitter these days.
Right.
But good God, every time I go on it, I instantly fall down.
Mm.
I start falling down a hole of just hatred and bigotry.
And people videoing fights.
And it's just awful. And this morning, I did exactly the same thing with... within 30 seconds of being on Twitter... I came across, proper classic racism, the line brown faces,
right?
Too many brown faces. And I'm like, oh, what am I? And then yeah. I clicked on it, literally the next tweet. And then that was like, it's so negative. And I just went, oh, do you know what? Why am I doing this to myself?
Yeah. It's a slightly toxic environment.
Just delete it. What am I doing?
It used to be so fun. Like just of everyone literally twittering.
Everyone followed Stephen Fry and the world was a happy place, wasn't it, basically? Him and Jonathan Ross.
Literally Twitter. Twitter's like, not all the time and not everyone, and I know this, but like there's parts of Twitter that are like early 1970s England. Mm. Oh, like, if you're not white, then you're not British.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's 2025.
Yeah. Oh, there's some horrific stuff on there, I think.
And I was born and raised in Leeds. I was born in the, you know, early 90s?
Let's work it out.
Let's just say, for argument's sake, 70s, right?
2000.
I was born and raised in Leeds. And so around Leeds is, and also, then this is like, I was growing up in the early 80s, but you've got Bradford down the road, which is so multicultural, and Leeds, which was also multicultural. So I was in a multicultural city surrounded by other multicultural cities and areas, right? Yeah. So that's what I grew up in. Never really thought of anything of it. My mum's Irish. Mm-hmm. My dad's from Leeds. I didn't even know my mum had an accent until she dropped me off at school one day. I went to middle school, so I was Catholic.
Yeah.
Mum drops me off and she went, "Take care, God bless, see you later." And my mates come around the corner, he goes, "Take care, God bless, oh, to be sure we got her." And I went, "What?" Mm. And he went, "Take care, God bless." And I went, "What's that?" And he went, "That's your mum." And I said, "My mum doesn't have an accent."
Right.
Because I didn't realise.
Yeah.
It's just your mum's voice.
That's just mum's voice. That's dad's voice.
Yeah.
I didn't realise. She literally, "Hello there." My mum to all of my mates just sounded like an actual leprechaun.
Yeah.
But to me, I didn't like thing. And then, of course, I move around the country. I live in loads of different places. Then you move to London, and I'm not from London, and I live in London. Mm. And pretty much, I would say 99% of my friends in London are not from London.
Yeah,
we've all emigrated here from different parts of the UK, different parts of the world.
Yeah.
Right? So it's 2025, and it's just like,
one noise says a lot.
Absolutely.
So I need to get off that website. And I need to go to Hire.com.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't know how I ended up talking about that, by the way.
Very good.
I didn't mean to. That wasn't the segue I was meaning to do. It was just a little rant. Done now.
It kicks off a lot less during my videos.
Hire reminds me of Miss Piggy.
Hiya! I said the other day, Dominic is on this website where you can get him to do a video. It's celebrities, of which you clearly are one.
And me.
Doing video messages like happy anniversary, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is.
Anything atmosphere. Goes, really.
And Dominic, when people ask him to do a video, he's like delighted. If two people or three ask him to do a video, he gets pressured.
Because he's stressed.
Like, oh no, I've got to do these videos.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a date because two of them are birthdays. And then he gets all panicky.
Yeah.
And so we mentioned it the other day because I love it if he gets more than three or four.
Yeah.
And then because it just eats away at him for the whole day.
Yeah.
You've got to do these videos. You've got to do these videos.
It really does. It's a bit like, I haven't done my homework. You know that feeling where you've got your homework, so you're putting it off, But so I did seven yesterday.
Seven?
Oy.
Yeah. Which is great. And there were some very funny ones in there.
And so you've cleared your backlog?
I'm cleared now.
How long did that take you?
How long does that take?
45 minutes?
Yeah, something like about 40 minutes.
Each video?
Each video,
you're still on the featured page, by the way, sandwiched between Clinton Baptiste and Dave Benson Phillips.
Just the place I want to be, actually. I have no backlog at the moment. So I've cleared the backlog from the other day.
Damn
which is
it.
Good. No, that's good.
So what was the most you had in there the other day? Seven?
Nine, I think. I did two.
Got to do the videos.
That's what it feels like.
And it's hi-yar.com.
Yeah, you can just put in
awful name.
Hyphen-yar.
Hire.com, but it's not actually hire. It's hi-yar.com.
I'm on the same website as Basil Brush. I mean, I never thought that would be it.
So all we need today is 33 people go and request a video now.
Do we need
So you've got 33 pending requests in there.
Right. I'd crawl into a cupboard.
How is your day today?
What am I doing today? I played golf yesterday, so that's why I was kind of busy. Today, pretty quiet, actually.
Okay, 41 video messages today. And they all want them for the weekend.
Are you sure they want them for this weekend?
Yeah, get on the website now. Get booking, people. And ruin Dom's day.
Yes.
He was going to spend the afternoon relaxing, but not now.
Yeah.
Right, it's 10 to 8, Wednesday morning, Radio X. I've got a surprise for somebody on the Chris Moyle Show after the Manic Street Preachers.
Drinking, what a Tuesday then. Or is it to be revived? I love you all the same. But there's no real truth with my beauty. You don't have
Sun. Stole the sun from my heart. Manic Street Preachers. Saturday, the 2nd of August, Audley End. I will be up. I'm warming up. Yeah. I'm support for the Manic Street Preachers. I'm on the forum. Gotta stop smiling. I'm up before Manic Street Preachers. It gives the wrong impression. I love you all the same. If you fancy that, Audley End, Essex Way, you can come and see me supporting Manic Street Preachers. I'm on right before the Manic Street Preachers.
Great.
Well, I say right before. The Charlatans are on right before them. But then I'm on before them.
You're on before them. Are you? So that's it? Is it? Just...
No, the band Ash.
Oh, Ash.
Yeah,
right,
they're on.
Oh, I see.
As well.
So is that Ash?
Okay, all right. So it goes like this.
Right.
Gates open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm on.
Right.
Yeah. Important.
Then Ash, Charlatans, then the Manic Street Preachers.
Right.
But it's not, I am on before the Manic Street
Preachers. You're supporting all three bands.
Yeah, like when you were on before James at
Absolutely.
That festival.
We supported James.
You were on at midday.
We were on at midday.
They were on at 9:30.
That's right. On the same bill, and we were supporting them.
I just did my little rant there about Twitter.
Mm.
A lot of people texting in agreeing. This text, though, I have to read out to you because this has put me in my place, you know?
Okay.
I'm not that big-headed that I can't be put in my place.
You've been told here, have you?
Chris, Baz from Barnsley, stop pushing Starmerd agenda makes you look at idiot.
Oh, Baz.
So there you go.
Oh.
Got me there, Baz.
That's it.
All my hands up there. I don't want to look at idiot.
No.
You're allowed to say you don't like looking at racist tweets.
No, I'm not. I'm pushing Starmerd agenda, and right. It makes me look at idiot. So
okay.
I don't want to look at idiot.
No,
you don't. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's told you.
Come on, join us on Blue Sky, Chris. It's Twitter, circa 2011.
See, a lot of people say that about Blue Sky. It's meant to be a nice place.
I'll write something on Blue Sky now, and I'll see if what response I get.
It is a nice place.
Yeah,
I'm going to write. I won't write anything.
Just write something lovely.
Okay. Here's something else. Dom, do I have time to order a video of you wishing Manchester United good luck tonight in the final, says Nathan.
No.
This is on blue,
sadly,
on hire.com.
I haven't checked the time yet. The cutoff for Man United ones is 7:55 in the it's 7:56.
Okay, well, how about this one? This is from Joe. Do I have time to order a video message from Dom for Pippa leaving before her last show on Friday?
Oh, wow, okay.
That's from Veal and Donkey.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
We do sit next to each other.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah.
Yeah, but this would be from Veal.
From Veal.
So he's got Dom to do it.
For him.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's still time.
Is there still time?
Still time. Is there time? Possibly. Can't guarantee it.
He's almost got a free one already just then.
Almost.
Dominic Burke's the worst businessman in the world.
Yeah, no, I am. That's very, very true.
Right, I've got a little surprise for one of you.
Oh.
Yes. Ooh. Yes, yes.
Ooh.
And I'm going to have to do it after the news now, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is next, read by Dominic Byrne. The time, 7:57. The station, Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Money Super 7, you've been saving people serious money, but they deserve even more. Can I count on you?
Always, boss. For a start, Money Supermarket give everyone a £15 reward just for switching their car insurance.
That's a very good start.
And that's on top of saving up to £486.
And when they keep on saving with us, we'll give them more and more rewards.
See how much you could save with Money Supermarket.
51% could save up to £486. Consumer Intelligence, January 25. Rewards include gift cards, qualifying purchase with logged in account, 18 plus UK only. See site for T's and C's.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Fine. me somebody to love.
In the Dreams Mega May event, till Tuesday, save up to 20% on Silent Night mattresses. Dreams. Love your bed.
Gearing up for beach days or looking to refresh your summer wardrobe? Two has you covered with 20% off all Two clothing until Tuesday the 27th of May. Shop Two for all the family this summer in-store at Sainsbury's and online at two.co.uk. Two works every time. Subject to availability, delivery charges may apply.
From director Wes Anderson comes The Phoenician Scheme.
My most important project of my lifetime.
Critics are calling it phenomenal and laugh out loud hilarious.
I'm moved by this absurd performance.
It's a total, utter joy.
You're very kind.
Starring Benicio del Toro, Mia Threpleton, Michael Cera, Tom Hanks, Jeffrey Wright, Scarlett Johansson, and Benedict Cumberbatch.
One thing you'll never know, because you can't. The truth.
The Phoenician Scheme. In cinemas Friday. Book tickets now.
From the underworld of Guy Ritchie. Mobland.
Name's Conrad Harrigan. Family man. And if you cross my family, well, you'd better pray.
The Paramount Plus original series.
We shake the right hands, break the wrong ones.
Right now, I am in first gear. Would you like to see me shift to six?
Starring Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren.
We've got everyone where we want them.
Mobland. Stream exclusively on Paramount Plus. T's and C's apply. Subscription required. 18 plus.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Barclays Ready Made Investments. The clue's in the name. Not Barclays Where Do I Begin Investments. You can start from £50. That's why they're not difficult to get started investments either. And you can choose your risk level. So they're hardly in at the deep end investments. So if you've got savings and you want to help grow your money over 5 years or more, then search Barclays Ready Made Investments. Make money work for you. Investing is not for everyone. The value of investments can fall as well as rise, and you may get back less than you invest. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
8 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump's announced plans for his Golden Dome missile defense system. The US president says it will put American weapons in space for the first time and cost more than $500 billion over the next 20 years.
This design for the Golden Dome will integrate with our existing defense capabilities and should be fully operational before the end of my term. So we'll have it done in about 3 years.
In other news this morning, the UK is said to be ready to impose harsh sanctions on key members of the Israeli government. Britain's already suspended talks on a trade deal with the country. It's over its renewed military offensive in Gaza and restrictions on aid into the territory. Benjamin Netanyahu's government insists it won't be moved by external pressure, though, saying it must defeat Hamas. As expected, official figures show inflation surged last month. The rate at which prices are rising jumped to 3.5%. That's up from 2.6% in March. It was driven by increases to a number of household bills. And Oasis fans are expected to spend £1 billion attending their reunion concerts this summer. Across 17 nights, fans will fork out, on average, £766, apparently. That's for tickets, hotels, travel costs, food and drink, clothing and merchandise.
Absolute nonsense.
It's from Barclays.
Absolute nonsense. Barclays, stay out of it. Is this the Oasis gigs?
The Oasis
stop,
gigs.
Stop trying to get involved. Barclays, you're great. You do some good stuff. I loved it when you had the British Summertime Festival in Hyde Park.
Yeah, they're good.
I like that very much.
They're very good.
I like a lot of stuff you did. I like your association with football.
Mm.
But don't be so ludicrous. You're saying the average person is going to spend £700 on Oasis tickets, travel, hotel,
food
and drink. Don't be so ludicrous. Your average Oasis fan will spend £700 on drink.
Yes.
Then everything else on top of that.
Sport.
Stay in your lane, Barclays.
Exactly.
Kevin De Bruyne's final home game as a Manchester City player ended in a win last night. They beat Bournemouth 3-1. That moves them up to third in the Premier League. Crystal Palace earned a 4-2 victory over Wolves in their first match since they lifted the FA Cup. Eddie Nketiah scored two of the goals for the hosts at Selhurst Park. And Manchester City moved a step closer to Champions League qualification, moving up to third in the Premier League after they got a win 3-1 last night against Bournemouth.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
I don't know why I've done this as a Liverpool fan. I've just read out the Manchester City score twice.
Do it again.
Don't need to do it three times. They won. I've just done it. A few showers in the south of the UK, dry and sunny elsewhere, and feeling warm again today. 23 degrees is the high. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
I've written on Blue Sky, Pippa.
Have you?
I went on me Blue Sky.
Good.
My name is actualchrismoyles.bsky.social. It's really, you know, handy. Rolls off the tongue.
Mm.
It's my third bluey. Is that what they call it?
I think so, yeah.
I think you should call it that.
The first one I posted when we first started talking about Blue Sky, here I am, actual Chris Moyles, and I posted a picture of me. Looks like I'm eating a microphone. Then the next day I wrote, good morning, this is my second bluey.
Right.
And that was 6 months ago, and I've not written anything else. So I've just posted for the third time.
You've done your third bluey.
And I've written, hello, Blue Sky people. Mm. Not written anything for a while, so just testing the waters and saying hello. How are you?
Right.
And I've had 46 replies.
Ah. Okay.
Tired and crawling into half term. Join us. Where else on Blue Sky would you get baby James blowing out a candle? And they've basically done an AI of a baby with James's face blowing out a candle. So glad you came. You're so glad you came back. It's so much nicer here. Say goodbye to Pippa for us. We'll miss her.
Aww.
Bye.
There you go. Hello, good, thanks. Try not to be an idiot today. Morning, Christopher.
That's nice.
Getting ready to ace a gaming-themed pub quiz this evening. All right.
Mm.
Yo, I'm new here too. Not bad. How about you? Pippa.
Well,
everyone's nice.
Yeah.
I know.
Hello, lovely Chris.
Why aren't they having fights and being abusive, Pip?
No one said anything horrible yet.
No.
Looking forward to Tenerife on Saturday with my daughter, Jacqueline, which happens to be her birthday. Morning, Chris. Have a great day.
Mm.
Nice to hear from you. I'll be at the Mannix at Audley End. I'm at a family wedding in the afternoon, so I won't be there in time to see you. Yeah, but is it someone in the family that you actually like?
Hmm.
Yeah. Suck it off. Morning, Chris, you beautiful person.
Well, tell me you're a Blue Sky.
I've done one. Hello, everyone. I've just done a bluey. That's what I wrote 6 months ago. that's all I've written.
Yeah.
I've got 3,500 followers.
Everyone's been nice, Pippa.
It looks like
I'm not used to it. It's really weird.
What's going on?
Anyway, if you got the Blue Sky, here I am. I've now posted three times. I'm seriously not going to clog up your timeline. Actual Chris Moyles, that's me, on the Blue Bluey. Is that what you call it? The Bluey?
Yeah, I guess so.
I would have thought, Dom, this would have been your number one social media app and you'd have been all over it like a rash.
You know, I've just done another one. Hello again, everyone. How's things? I've just done my second Bluey.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Morning, Great Britain. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Thanks for listening to the Chris Moyle Show. 7 minutes past eight. Morning, guys. I hate Man City, but did you hear that they beat Bournemouth yesterday to get the third spot in the Prem?
Yeah, 3-1.
That's from Dan in his dig in at Heathrow.
Yeah.
Why didn't you mention that in your news, man?
I should have mentioned it three times. Imagine if I did that like a lunatic, which I did. That's so weird.
Right, so, Pippa.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Yeah, good.
I was just about to do something on Blue Sky.
Are you writing a bluey?
Well, bluey, but I was just saying, apparently, this isn't a bluey, it's a ski.
No!
No.
Just double check that.
I did.
Oh, you good? Okay, good.
Don't worry.
I literally thought that had Urban Dictionary written all over it.
There is a bit of Urban Dictionary, even that's okay.
Okay.
Oh. But yeah.
So go on.
So in Blue Sky, a skeet is a post similar to a tweet.
Oh.
On X. I can't get involved.
Have you double, triple checked that just in case?
Mammy, no.
Because I wouldn't want you, for the first time ever on the show, to accidentally say something rude.
Oh. No.
Because I know you never have.
Never happened.
Yeah, that never happened.
Oh. Never happened.
I mean, it does say it on several Yahoo, Apple, it says...
Have you just whispered into the mic?
Because I can't say... I'm just saying Urban Dictionary. Just have a look.
No, I don't want to look.
No, no.
Oh,
I don't want to look.
Just use another term.
So should I not be skeeting on the sky?
No. Definitely not. I would just... Do you know what I'd call it, Pip? Just writing something on Blue Sky.
I've just posted.
Yeah.
You have?
Have
you put it in there?
I have put the word in.
Oh, well, we'll find out, because everybody on Blue Sky is nice.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be lovely if you get... Pippa, can I have a word?
A quiet word.
Quiet word, Pip. FYI. I don't know how to say this. I was just going to say it. So it is Pippa's last show with us on Friday before she leaves.
Hey, what are you doing?
And I don't think it's sunk in yet for me.
No, me neither.
I think it's going to be... I think Monday's going to be like Pippa's off for a week.
Yeah.
The Monday after will be like, oh, she's got 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
The Monday after that will be like... Where's Pippa?
Yeah, I think I'm in denial.
And then I'll probably leave.
You'll leave?
Yeah.
Oh, blimey. What am I going to do?
Leave as well.
Oh, right, let's all go.
You'll...
I'm in denial, I think. I've said this to you on Monday this week. I said, I'm just pretending it's not happening.
No.
That's the best way to deal with it, I think. It's not happening.
Pippa's last show with us on Friday, so we're pulling out all the stops. We've got a surprise guest coming in.
She knows who it is. She knows who it is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's my favourite artist of all time.
No, one of your favourite artists, yeah. It's fair to say, that we've
famous.
Got in, especially for it being your last day.
Yeah,
especially slash coincidentally.
Coincidentally, yeah. He was always coming in.
I don't need whistles and bells.
Brackets, one of, close brackets. Your favourite artist.
That's it.
So that's on Friday.
Yeah.
And we're not gonna have like dancing girls or a magic mic or anything.
No need.
We did discuss having the magic mic people come in, but the last time they came in, we were all meant to run out the studio and leave Pippa in here on her own with the magic mic guys. They started their performance too quick and I couldn't get out of the studio.
Oh, it's lovely.
So basically, Pippa and I had our very own private magic mic show.
You were
trapped between magic mic and Pippa. It was lovely.
Yeah, the stench of fear and baby oil will never leave my nostrils, let me tell you.
It was quite dramatic because all of a sudden the studio felt very small.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yeah, it got very hot.
And
very
that was the only thing that was very small in that scenario, let me tell you.
It didn't look.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Pippa's last day on Friday. Make sure you're listening as we wave au revoir,
yes,
adieu.
Absolutely.
See you later.
Exactly.
To Pippa. And then obviously on Monday, we'll come in and we'll see her in the office.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, no, Monday's actually, we're off anyway. Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, it's Bank Holiday Monday, isn't it?
Bank Holiday weekend, guys.
Although I'm working, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so busy. I'm so busy, Pippa.
Mm. I know.
I'm so busy. I've got so many things to do. I've got to write a list of things I have to do to remind me of things to do.
Yes, good to have a to-do list. Great to have one.
And because I was out the loop yesterday,
because
I went to see my mum in Leeds, so I went all the way up on the train, saw my mum, came back down again, still had work to do, replied to Captain Crapbeard's email, which I thought I was very impressed with.
Was it a good
one? Wasn't my reply, not his email.
Oh, you're impressed with your own reply?
Yeah, because I was on the train, and I'm like, I wasn't in work mode.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I need to reply to the captain.
Yes, that's a good thing.
So I wrote, dear captain, I'm on a train. Stop bugging me.
Yeah, no, leave me alone, dude.
Yeah, why was everything in capital letters?
Because I was shouting.
Yeah. Very angry.
And then, so today we got to do stuff after the show. We got some meetings after the show. We got to do something cool after the show. And then I got to go back and then I have a big chat with Abby. And I've got to do logistics for the weekend.
Mm.
I've got to work on my DJ sets because I want to do something special with my DJ sets this weekend. Wednesday's Platinum Hour Day.
How exciting.
So what I did, to get ahead of myself, I thought, do you know what I should do? Is I should just, while I'm sat on the train, I'll start putting some songs together.
Nice.
And then, I don't know if you ever travel on trains, but they have a very interesting Wi-Fi situation on trains.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Where you log into the Wi-Fi on the train, and then, hey, congratulations, you're connected. But the 0.00001 meg of internet that they let you have is pointless.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
And then they'll, I think they just unplug it for a laugh.
Yeah.
And then they plug it back in again.
Yeah.
And so you go, well, fine, I'll just come off the Wi-Fi, I'll use my 5G. Just as you're going through a part of the country that unbelievably doesn't have any phone signal.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like I'm in a third world country 200 years ago.
Never works.
So anyway, but I have started getting ahead of myself with the Platinum Hour. But it's not done yet. It's not fully done. So there are some spaces.
What was this? We were talking about a song you were going to put
I'm
in.
I'm leading into something.
Oh, sorry.
So it's not done yet. There are some spaces.
Sorry, hang on, I'm on the wrong page.
Pippa.
Hello.
So do you want to help me with the Platinum Hour for Friday?
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Now, I'm going to do this very quickly, so I don't want to give the game away, but I've put a few options in.
Okay.
Now, you can tell me yay or nay.
Yeah.
If you fancy any of these. Okay. Okay, so there's a few there.
Lovely, thank you.
Any more?
I do like a bit of old school rock.
Was that Extreme, the last one?
That was Extreme, yes, it was.
That's one of your favourites, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, of course.
Now.
I'll take anything from
you. Would you like that?
I mean, if we can get that past Rob, it's going to be a tricky one.
Well, here's the thing. Rob Stonehouse, our head of music, is generally a fan of the Platinum Hour, and you know, and he lets a lot of stuff. You know what? That'll be fine, even though it's not very Radio X-y.
Yeah, he's a broad church, isn't he?
And I think because it's your last day, and I think Rob will probably go, yeah, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
How about something like Faithlessy? You know, a little bit of old school dance.
Now, which one would you go for?
Insomnia.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is, it doesn't really go trippy, and as I call it, until much later into the song. It actually plods along a little bit, so it doesn't really go doon 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 doon. How about We Come One? I love that track. Oh, no, it's not down to me, it's you.
How about Underworld Born Slippy? I love that. It reminds me of our first girls' holiday to Tenerife.
Get a bit live.
I've got the ABBA version
of
Bjorn Slippy.
Oh, Bjorn Slippy.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Oh, great.
Come on. No.
That's the jingle.
No, it's not.
It is.
Oh, come on.
It is.
It's the ABBA version, but Bjorn's... Oh, no. Come on.
Well done. You've just made the worst joke on today's show.
All right.
Now.
Go on.
Well.
Go on.
I've asked for these, but the thing is, I slipped these into the Monday music, so I've had, excuse me, I've had The Prodigy recently.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that was a fun morning.
Limp Bizkit.
But I haven't had recently the Voodoo People Pendulum remix, which Rob let me have a few weeks ago, but it is hectic. It's a little bit too long. Maybe if we could have a radio edit.
Mm.
Yeah. It's angry.
Voodoo people! It's Pippa's last day! Punch everything! Friday, 9:15. Monday, 7:15. And if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you.
It is hectic, isn't it? It's good hectic, though.
Oh, it's so good, though.
I also, obviously, you know, I like a bit of Chasing Status, but I think you played Blind Faith the other day, did you?
I
love that.
Yes.
I love that.
I'm making a note of all of these. Oh, but there's some other Chasing Status. What's the...
Their latest one's really funny, yeah.
Well, what about the one with your plan B, the end credits one?
Oh, yeah,
Credits is good. That's I actually think that's very melodic.
It is nice. That is
a thing. Did you mean Backbone with Stormzy?
I mean Backbone with Stormzy.
Hectic.
Do you want Backbone with Stormzy?
You no, Ben.
I mean, are we
Del Boy special?
Are we pushing it there?
I think that's the push.
I think so.
It's fun, though. It's fun. I like a fun track that, you know, makes you feel a little bit...
Well,
you know,
let me just play you how much of it we could play, okay, on the air.
Who's
on who? That's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Are you playing off the system or playing off your phone?
Oh, off my phone, yeah.
Oh, let's not play that.
Yeah. I stopped it in time, though.
Oh, I know.
I think there was 8 more words.
There's lots.
And then it was my last show as well.
Yeah. You're like,
I might give that a miss if that's okay.
For the best.
Also, back to Whitesnake.
Yeah, now,
yeah.
It's not. I know it's not your preferred choice because I know what your preferred choice was.
Anything from the Slip of the Tongue album.
Yeah, do you want a Judgment Day?
I do like, I mean, it is so like cheesy, old, glam rock. I love it. I really love Judgment Day, but I don't think I'd ever be able to play that. It's just...
It's your last
name. Yeah, I went a bit more commercial.
Yeah, fine.
With that.
Yeah.
Pippa's got some very varied taste, doesn't she?
Oh, it gets better.
There you are.
It's so hard to keep up with your music taste.
There's no more echo left in the world because they've used them all on those drums.
It's drums.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Those drums are the size of a stadium.
Are you trying to say there's echo on these drums?
Yeah, that'll do for me.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It gets more epic as it keeps going. You just blow your socks off. I like Spit It Out, the Maccabees. I really like that. Sorry.
Okay.
Going on
with
the Maccabees.
Oh, my goodness, it's 8:20. Sorry, everyone.
That's all right.
Blimey.
It's Thursday, Pip.
It's Thursday. It's Wednesday.
I don't know that track.
So it's now Thursday.
Oh, right.
I don't know that track by the Maccabees. Do you know that?
I went through a real phase in the Maccabees last
year. Just now we'll do. We haven't got time.
No.
Thank you.
Here we are.
Just an answer, not an essay.
Shall I send you a list? Is that going
to
be best?
Yeah, it sent me a list. Honestly. But here's what I've got. 9 to 5, Insomnia, Born Slippy,
yeah.
Voodoo People, The Pendulum Remix, yeah. Judgment Day by Whitesnake,
right.
And a track by the Maccabees that I've never heard and I can't find.
Perfect. Spit it out.
Are you sure that's what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spit it out. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the next line?
And then that's it.
Spit it out.
Oh.
How about this one? How about... Is this one of your favourites?
Oh.
I feel it in
That's one of the first live performances I ever saw.
How about this one here? Peter Cetera.
Beautiful piano.
And then I was thinking this one as well. Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine.
Lovely.
Rhythm's going to get you. I'll just wait for your list. I'll just wait for your list. So there we are. A Pippa-inspired Platinum Hour. For Friday morning.
Radio X.
You're welcome.
Coming up, more of the team doing the radio thing that you like when you turn on your radio.
That's it, yeah.
If you didn't know already, it's Pippa's last week on the Chris Moyle Show.
We know.
So we'll all have a little cry about that, probably.
Oh, have you written a cry?
Plus, we're joined by the master of all the tasks. No, not Greg Davies. Alex Horn is chatting with Chris and the team shortly. You want a proper rockin' banger of a boppin' tune? Sure thing, friends.
The Chris Moyle Show.
So, Alex Horn should be on with us in about 10 minutes or so. Is he in the building, do we know?
He is.
Is he in the green room?
He will be in about 2 minutes.
All right, I can flick the V's at the cameras then, because he won't be able to see.
His agent's in there.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Florrie.
Little Alex Horn will be with us shortly, but in the meantime, Kasabian.
You know it's the place I need. Macaroni on a seafood steak. And you got me switched on, baby, like electric eel.
Sabian, and You're in Love with a Psycho, and we'll play that for you if you are a psycho.
That's right.
And someone's in love with you. Maybe stop being a psycho, you crazy loons.
Crazy psycho.
Yeah. In other words, are you playing that for Lucy? Is that what you're saying?
No, not playing that for Lucy. She's not a psycho.
Right. She's the old woman indoors, isn't she?
Now.
She's frail old Lucy.
It was her birthday.
The old woman, was she 100?
Just no wonder.
She got a telegram from the king.
I said about 6 months ago that it was, no, about a year ago.
You said the old bird indoors.
I didn't. She said she's a year older. That's all I said. And then you went, she's an old lady. I went, no.
Oh, no, no, that's not what it was.
Yes, it is.
You referred to her as being old. Because
older.
She's old.
No, it's older.
She used to go to school.
Older.
I used to write on slates.
No, she didn't used to write on slates.
She was the headmistress when you were working down mine, down pit.
Yes. I'm going to say no.
So we're putting we've been finishing off putting these songs together for Pippa's Platinum Hour to see what will get past Rob Stonehouse.
It's a hell of a list.
How about this one? Blink 182 and the Rock Show.
Oh,
it's a great song though.
Okay,
it's got connotations.
All right, fine. How about this one? Blink 182.
Now
the Rock Show.
This won't make any sense to people. I had a bit of a mishap with this track a couple of years
back. Did you? What happened?
Well, I started playing it twice in a row and I couldn't work out why. It's complicated. It was
I left the studio to go for a smoke.
Yeah.
And we were playing Blink 182, and when it finished, he played Blink 182.
And I couldn't work out why.
Yeah.
Okay. It was complicated.
How about this song here?
Me.
Just a thought.
No, thank you.
Okay. Blink 182, the Rock Show? No? Okay.
No, thanks.
This is Travis at Radio X, Gaslight. 8:28.
Is there something wrong with me? 'Cause I don't feel you're ignoring me. You the slip. Oh, wow.